Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Andrew Swadner. On today's program, we talk with Knoxville Community School District Superintendent Cassie Pearson and Business Manager Craig Mobley about the latest school board meeting.
Knoxville Community School District had some new information about the school lunch grants come their way. Tell us a little bit about what happened for this upcoming school year.
Yeah, we received a little bit of updated information from the Department of Ed that comes from, flows through them through from the USDA. When we analyzed that, the information was quite different than the information we had prior to that. And so we had to do some analysis on whether or not the community eligibility program would be financially feasible for us. After looking at that and going through it on a month-by-month basis using our prior year participation in our meal program, we came to the conclusion that the community eligibility program would result in about $110,000 in less revenue than our prior year. So it's really not financially feasible for us. And right now we're just going to go back to the drawing board and hope that at some time, some year, we do qualify and we do qualify for a higher percentage of reimbursement of free meals to make the community eligibility program actually work for us.
I know there was some talk about maybe West Elementary being eligible. What does it take for the school district to be able to, I guess, break even or make it financially feasible to be able to qualify for this program?
The way the community eligibility program works is based on some numbers of direct certified students in a particular building, then equals to a certain ratio of meals that would be reimbursed at a free level, and then a certain ratio or percentage of meals that would be reimbursed at a paid level. The higher you can get your percentage that would be reimbursed at a paid level, the better off you're going to be. So really what we're going to do is have to go back and look at West Elementary, see what that percentage is for West Elementary alone and the building alone, and see if it will work out to be financially feasible for that building.
And Cassie, this basically goes back to school lunches the way they were. It basically just kind of resets everything to how it was in the past rather than the change coming in with that free lunch grant.
That's exactly right. We had about a month of hopefulness that we were going to be able to offer those free lunches. It's not going to happen this year, so actually nothing has changed. We are going to ask all families who think they might qualify for free or reduced lunch to consider filling out the application. That really benefits both the family and the district because that's where some of our funding comes from. That's also where the figures that the USDA uses to help us figure out if we qualify for the free and reduced program at a community level, along with our Title I reading fund. So the more families that do qualify for those special services, the better off we are. So we're going to ask everybody to fill those forms out for us if they think they qualify. We are going to have Julie Miller, our child nutrition director, will be available at the Back to School Bash on August 1st. She will help anyone who is in need of filling out that paperwork. We'll have some additional people who can also help families figure out what to put on that form. It's a front back. It's not real difficult, so we really do encourage people to pick one up, fill it out. If you need help, we're awfully happy to do that.
Another thing decided by the school board was to kind of open up the application process for the contract of driver's ed. Talk about just what driver's ed provides for the school district and that relationship that you're looking for.
Driver's ed has changed probably in the last 5 to 7 years across the state. It used to be where many school districts actually operated their own program, had their own cars, their own instructors, and everything was kind of in-house. And in fact, a lot of times students would take the class during the school day, and that's really changed the last few years. It's been more contracted out to companies who have made this a business, if you will. Students take their courses and do their driving after hours, after school, after sports, on weekends. And so we had 4 years ago, we had gone with another company, and then they were not able to fulfill their contract. So a year ago, we opened that back up, and we had a couple different applications, went through an interview process, and hired a company. That company has served us just fine. We also, though, know that there's a local company that would like to have an opportunity again to see if their proposal would meet the standards of the school. So our school board is very supportive of local businesses. We also, though, want to make sure we're providing the very best services to our students and our families that we possibly can for the best price. So we are going to ask for a request for proposals. Those will be due here in the next 3 weeks so the school board can look at those at their next meeting. And whichever company gives us the best proposal is the one that they will contract with for the next school year. And students then will be able to sign up for a fall, winter, spring, or summer driver's ed course and get all the things that they need to get their license.
Thanks to Cassie Pearson and Craig Mobley for joining us on today's program. You can find today's news 24 hours a day at KNIAKRLS.com.